The threat of terrorism was on President Bush's mind as he delivered a holiday speech to military personnel and their families in West Virginia.
We must succeed for our own sake. For the security of our citizens, we must support our troops. We must support the Iraqi government, and we must defeat Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
The president defended his Iraq strategy and praised those who are serving in the U.S. military during difficult times.
In this war against radicals and extremists, in this war on terror, you're showing that the courage which won our independence more than two centuries ago is alive and well here in West Virginia.
The holiday marks the 231st anniversary of the United States declaring its independence from Britain. Mr. Bush returned to the White House after the speech, where he will watch the traditional holiday fireworks with friends and family. Hundreds of thousands of visitors are expected to take part in the celebrations in the nation's capital, and extra security precautions are in place. Security has been tight on the 4th of July holiday since the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. This year, Independence Day follows a series of attempted attacks in the United Kingdom, prompting local authorities to increase the police presence at major events. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Washington.